someone struck the rear of her car as she was giving way to a car on the roundabout. So she did the right thing, and it's reported that she pulled over, and the vehicle that struck her pulled over also a dark-coloured Holden Calais sedan. And as she looked in the rear vision mirror, there was someone stepped out of the passenger seat, reported to be wearing a balaclava. Now, they've approached her car and have smashed the window,
wow,
the front passenger window, with the baton. You know, it shattered completely. And then she realised that the person in the driver's seat of the same car behind her hopped out, and they were dressed in a similar fashion. So she rapidly left in her car and just drove. This car that was involved, I put it behind her, followed the whole way. She did try and ring police. It's from the car, but didn't know the street names of where she was. She's pulled up at a business at Lambert's Beach, where she suspected there would be other people, exited her car, and the people who had followed her the whole way hopped out and jumped in her car and literally drove it away from that location. Now,
wow,
that scenario in the car park was captured on CCTV, and it's what has been released late yesterday on our Mackay Whitsundays Facebook page, the police Facebook page, and it's really good footage. It's quite clear. You can get a good vision of the both cars involved, and some really good vision of the person who actually hops out of the offending car and steals the car.
So I guess the advice you have is to go to the police Facebook page and take a look, because it's up there, and as you say, very clear images. And if you know anything, get back to the police straight away.
Please do. We'd love to hear from you. We don't enjoy seeing incidents of this nature happening in, not only in our community, but anywhere.